Welcome to the Prayer Snapshot, where we feature Bible movement updates to ignite prayer, connecting God's Word to God's people.
Hi, I'm Nana Podbury.
And I'm Laura Gish, Director of Prayer at American Bible Society.
And we want to welcome you to the Prayer Snapshot. This is something new and very exciting for us. We've never done anything like this before. But as our praying community continues to grow, we wanted to find fresh ways of staying connected. And our praying community is now 35,000 prayer partners in over 25 countries. So that's why we created the Prayer Snapshot.
That's right. This Prayer Snapshot is a brief recording with one simple mission: to ignite prayer for the Bible movement. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe prayer invites God to do what only He can do. Prayer invites God to release salvation, healing, and miracles on the earth. I love Psalm 65, verse 5. It says, "You faithfully answer our prayers with awesome deeds, O God, our Savior." God wants to perform awesome deeds on the earth. And the amazing thing about that is that we get to partner with Him in prayer, which I think is so cool.
That's wonderful.
And I'm so excited for this new way of sharing critical prayer updates from around the world, and also excited to pray for all of you, our faithful prayer partners, and for your needs that you've shared with us.
Yeah, I'm excited too. So let's dive in. Today we wanted to spend time praying about the COVID-19 pandemic that has impacted thousands of people around the world. We know that many are suffering trauma from this devastating pandemic that has robbed people of their loved ones, their health, their jobs, and even their peace. But we believe in the promise in Psalm 23, verse 3, that says, "He restores my soul." God is a restorer, and He wants to restore our soul. At American Bible Society, our response has been to point people suffering from the trauma of COVID to find healing in God's Word through the Bible-based trauma healing ministry. I'm so excited about this ministry, Laura. It's a fantastic ministry, I want to share with all of you what it's about. Bible-based trauma healing ministry provides training, resources, and support to help the church respond to trauma in their community. Oftentimes what happens is the church wants to help people who are hurting. They recognize that people are hurting, but they don't actually know how to help them. So Bible-based trauma healing is a resource for churches to help people suffering with trauma. And the best thing about it is that they use scripture to do that and best mental health practices to help people suffering trauma heal from the trauma that they've suffered and to focus on God's love for them. And one of the things that they did in this time of the coronavirus was they produced several crisis materials to help the church and even for individual use. I want to share those three. The first one is a Beyond Disaster booklet. It's a little survivor's booklet for people who have survived disasters. It offers practical steps for the journey toward emotional and spiritual healing. It's a very small booklet. It's wonderful, very comprehensive, and has lots of scripture in it. The second one is Healing from the Distress of the COVID-19 Crisis. And that is a lesson that can be used in small groups. So if your church wanted to talk about COVID-19 and its impact and how we can move on from there and process everything that's happened with this pandemic, this is a lesson that your church can offer in a group setting. And the third one is my favorite. I actually did a large portion of this with my kids. It's called Peace Be Still, A Kid's Guide to Living in Crazy Days. This is a six-part resource to help children ages 8 through 12 feel safe during this time. So this was very helpful for me.
I love that.
I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old, and oftentimes I didn't know how to talk to them about this because it was hard for me to understand it. So this is a resource if you have children between those ages, just to process with them their emotions. You know, they're little people, but they have the same emotions as us. And this uses scripture, again, to help children process not being in school, not being with their friends, feeling the feelings that they have. It's wonderful. And I just want to say, if you are interested in any of these resources, you can go back to the email where you found this recording, and we'll have them all linked there. Again, there's awesome. Three resources, yeah. And I just want to say these resources have been very successful, Laura. They've been used all around the world. We know that the Beyond Disaster booklet has been downloaded 125,000 times.
That's
Isn't
amazing.
That amazing? I know. It's wonderful. We're hearing amazing testimonies about how God is, people are encountering God's peace as they engage with these materials. And it's just been fantastic.
That's awesome. And I also want to mention a new nationwide study that was just released by American Bible Society and the Barna Group called Trauma in America. And this is the latest research on trauma in America and how the church can offer hope to people suffering trauma. So it's so strategic. It's so timely with all that we're going through.
Right.
If you're interested in this study or want to share it with your church, you can actually order a copy or download the ebook. And again, this is available via the email reference.
Wow, that's amazing. That sounds like a really useful resource for the church. Mm-hmm. I would encourage everybody, share this at your church. Share it with your pastor. It has a lot of helpful information about how people process trauma and how the church can really be a great resource to the people that they serve. That's very exciting. I need to get the ebook myself. I want to share that with my church.
Same.
Yeah.
Same
so,
me too.
I really want to move on into a time of prayer and to ask God to heal those who have been affected by the pandemic in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to pray for the Bible-based trauma healing ministry, which is being used all over the world. We want that ministry to reach as many people as possible because it is using God's word, which we know is so powerful and so transformative.
Amen.
So, Laura, I'd like to ask you if you wouldn't mind to lead us into a time of prayer for those who have been impacted by the pandemic and also to pray for this wonderful ministry that's impacting so many lives in a wonderful way.
Absolutely. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer.
Yes.
You don't only heal us physically, but God, you heal us from wounds in our heart, God, from the pain of trauma. And right now we're feeling the ripple effect of so much suffering in our nation, America, and the world, as we're grappling with months of the coronavirus and struggling with the economic and social and relational impacts. In addition, the physical impacts, as many have been diagnosed or know loved ones that have been diagnosed with this. And so, God, we come before you asking with boldness, because you say that we are invited before your throne of grace to come with confidence. And
yeah.
We thank you that we can receive that grace today. So we do ask for that. For everyone tuning in that's listening to this prayer, praying together, Lord, would you bring about a work of healing? Would you bring about a work of protection? God, I ask that Jesus Christ, the one who died to save us, God, would minister over the chaos that we might be feeling and bring peace in his presence. God, I pray from 2 Timothy 4:18, a beautiful promise that the Lord will rescue us from every evil attack and will bring us safely to his heavenly kingdom. And to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We declare that over those battling any need right now related to trauma, related to suffering in this season of coronavirus. And I thank you for this ministry that's seeking to bring a really strategic resource to the body of Christ to understand trauma, to understand its effect, and to have the best practice of your word and in counseling, applying your word in our life, God. And I pray that you would ignite healing through these resources and even minister now to our prayer community that's tuning in, God, that they would find fresh life in your word,
yes,
that it would
God.
Minister to souls and bring newness. Jesus, we ask this in your name and for your glory, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. Praise God. We know that he hears us when we pray. We want to thank you guys so much for partnering with us in prayer. Our time is up. That was our very first prayer snapshot. But we are going to be doing these more often to keep you plugged in and to help inform your prayers for things that are happening around the world, for things that are on God's heart. And I just want to say thank you so much. Your prayers matter. Every time you pray, God hears and he responds.
Amen.
And so we believe that this time of prayer, he heard us, right? Laura, he's listening. He cares.
Amen.
So we're trusting that God is going to bring healing and hope during this difficult time. Thank you for listening to this month's prayer snapshot. Thank you for praying for lives to be healed. You are mighty intercessors, and we couldn't do what we do without
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Be on the lookout for the next prayer snapshot. And remember, we pray together in faith, believing that whatever we ask according to His will, He hears us. We love you guys very much, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this month's prayer snapshot. We pray together in faith, believing that whatever we ask according to His will, He hears us. The Prayer Snapshot series is powered by American Bible Society, making the Bible available to every person in a language and format each can understand and afford, so that all may experience its life-changing message. To stay connected and remain inspired in prayer, log on to abs.bible/prayer.